I decided I wanted to play at Auschwitz in memory of my relatives. This one picture with my great-grandmother and then my mother on her lap, I just found to be a very poignant picture. And whenever I show this picture to my mother, she would always say, I loved her. Many members of my, on both sides, my mother and father, didn't leave or couldn't leave. And one in particular was my mother's grandmother, my great-grandmother, who decided she wouldn't go with her, with the family to America. She had converted to Catholicism and felt that her priest would be able to protect her and take care of her, and that would have been, you know, 38. And I don't know exactly what happened next, but she was sent to Theresienstadt concentration camp, I believe, in 42, and then in 44 to Auschwitz. It was a freezing cold day. Buffalo was cold. It was colder there. It was low 20s and windy. So originally the idea was that I would play at the monument for the victims of Birkenau, which is outside. I get there and our guide, he tried to open the gate and it was frozen. We couldn't get in. Okay, so we had to have another plan. And he suggested I play in a place called the sauna, which was a red, low red brick building where they would take prisoners to be disinfected and have showers. These were not gas chambers. It's a very barren room, concrete floors, concrete walls. Right outside, there is the remnants of a gas chamber. Right at the end of the war, they decided they would blow up the gas chambers trying to hide the evidence of this hideous death machine. It's right there. And actually, just seeing the remnants is... The whole place is, it's just horror. Auschwitz, it just reeks of horror. I played the Kaddish melody, which is the prayer for the dead, and then I said, okay, I'd like to play it again. I played again, and I felt very, very much like I could hear the resonance of the room. I felt actually an extreme, profound sense of sadness. I had a picture of my great-grandmother with my mother on her lap, and I had that on the music, and I looked at that, and that actually gave me a good deal of comfort in the, you know, when I felt a little bit like I was on edge. Maybe my great-grandmother would be happy that her granddaughter was a grandmother to 13 children. In a way, I feel lucky that there are survivors from this family, because there's so many families that the whole family was wiped out. No descendants, nobody to remember them. And I think, hopefully, I think we all want to be remembered. And so I felt grateful that I could remember her.